And Curtis Lazar, who's pretty instrumental in our win on Saturday night, was there to clean up the rebound, and off we go.
Second OT winner of the year for Lazar, is that right?
Yep. Second OT winner of the year, scored another shorty, which I think was his third of the year, which was the opening our opening goal of the game on Saturday. So he was pretty crucial for us on Saturday night. Some big goals.
Yeah, boy, the more movement we see, the staples in your lineup really have become Reichel and Lazar offensively. Just a thought on what they've provided you, given all the other moving parts around them.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if we stay on Lazar, he's the guy that we said, it's not just offensively, it's 200 feet. He's you know, taking key draws on the face, the penalty kill. And he's usually the first unit over the boards on the penalty kill. And his goals are a bonus, but he's doing a good job in terms of keeping the puck out of our net in that system. The puck play goes through him a lot on the power play. And 5-on-5, he's just, you know, he's steady. He plays against top lines. He generates offense for us. And so really counting on him a lot. Then you have Kirby Reichel. Hasn't always been with Lazar. He's been with Graevac a little bit. He's been with Alan Quine, who's up in Calgary, a little bit. But the one consistency with Reichel is that he just finds a way to score goals. He just has a knack for knowing when to be where in terms of how to get to the net, how to be available all the time to shoot. And obviously, he's piling up these goals, and it's big. Like, yeah, we're an offensive team, and we're finding goals, but that takes consistency from certain guys, and Kirby really provides that for us.